quickly. This parasha that we saw last week is Luchot Archonot, the second Luchot. We had two sets of Luchot, the first Luchot and the second Luchot. There are many different in the text. Luchot Rishonot says Zachorit Yom HaShabbat L'Kadsho. Luchot HaShniot says, appears to be Shamorit Yom HaShabbat L'Kadsho. Legabe, one of the blatant differences. Yeah, Lashavim. There are so many differences. One of the differences is Shabbat. Why do you keep Shabbat? Luchot Rishonot says why? Ki she shevim sa shamayim v'tayim ha shamayim v'taharet. Luchot Rishonot says why? Ki heva da'ita be'aret v'tzrayim. Shita sa Ramban. Right? That's Ramban, the Radvaz, and that's the Oracham HaKodesh also. The Luchot were the same. There's no difference in the text. The text of Luchot is the first. The second Luchot is Moshe's interpretation of the Luchot. That's how he interpreted the Luchot. That's what Oracham HaKodesh says beferush. The Luchot said, Zachor et Yom HaShabbat L'Kadsho. But Moshe Rabbeinu heard, B'dibur Echad, Zachor and Shamor. So he explains the way to get to the Zachor is through the Shamor. In other words, you can't go ahead and get the lofty ideas of Shabbos without keeping Shabbos. You need to keep Shabbos to be able to get it. Lemashal, Shabbat, the Luchot said, you keep Shabbos because God created Shamayim V'aretz. But for you to experience God creating Shamayim V'aretz, you have to have your personal experience. Kevet Da'ita Be'aretz Mitzrayim. Okay, that is... Now, clearly, this interpretation of Moshe becomes Torah. Because the Torah, that's how the Torah describes Luchos HaShniyos. So says the Klichemda, clearly this is not that that's Moshe's interpretation. Moshe's interpretation is adopted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, becomes Torah. Like the Rambam says, the Eitzas of Yisroi, right? Even though it was given by Yitro and Shoresh Beit, the Rambam already alludes to it, that once Hashem adopted it, is God's Torah. So why Luchos HaRishonos says the text of the Luchot and Luchot HaShniot says Moshe's interpretation of the Luchot? But by the way, this it will explain the Gemara. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara in Baba Kama in the Hey asks, they ask Reb Chiya, why doesn't it say Tet in Luchot Rishonot? Luchot Rishonot says the Tet Lemani Tavlach. Luchot Rishonot doesn't say Tet. It doesn't say Lemani Tavlach. Okay, it's missing the Tet. So Reb Chiya asks back, instead of asking me why doesn't it say, you should ask me, does it say or doesn't it say the Tet? So Tosfot in Baba Basra says that you see here that the Amoraim did not know Chumash because he didn't know if they had Tet or not. A second, he didn't know the Luchot, Luchot Abrit, he didn't know Lemani Tavlach. So says Klehemer, that's not the word. He's asking why does it say it said Tet in Luchot Achronot? He says, instead of asking me why doesn't it say, who says it says that? That's Moshe Rabbeinu interpretation of the Luchot, Lemani Tavlach. But that's not what the Luchot said. The Luchot didn't say that. So that's what Reb Chiya means to say. Reb Chiya means to say, instead of asking me why doesn't it say that, in here it says that, ask me if it says that, because it doesn't mean anything. It only means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim al yodoi. Okay? That's the difference between the Luchot. And the question is, why the interpretation of Moshe becomes Torah in the second Luchot, not in the first Luchot? Question number one. Now there is a Kliyoker. Kliyoker says a different reason. He says Luchot HaRishonot are different than Luchot HaShniot because Luchot HaRishonot are universal. That's the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to every nation to say, do you want to accept? So you went around. What did you go around with? With Luchot HaRishonot. That's universal. That's why you keep Shabbos. Why? Ki sheshet yamim asar tashem ha'etz. It applies to everyone. It applies to everyone. Second Luchot belongs to the Jews because the Jews got it, they broke. So it's very particularistic. And therefore you keep Shabbos. Why? Because for us it's closer, not Briat Olam. It's Yat Mitzrayim. Ki esheh ki eved eitem eretz Mitzrayim. That's what he says. First of all, comes out that this is the now. He says in Klichem that there is a big difference on this. If you look in Luchot HaRishonot, the Los Sachmoy, the idea of not covering, it says Shorcha v'chamorcha and Ishtecha. So the wife is the last one, after all the properties, is the last one is the wife. By Luchos HaShniyos, the first one is the wife. Los Sachmoy eshes recha, lo titave bayit recha v'chol asher recha. Why the wife changes from Luchot HaRishonot to Luchot HaShniyot? So he says, according to the Kliyoker, is very gishmak. Because the first Luchot are for the Goyim. The general is called the universal Luchot. By Goyim, the greatest kinyan is a physical kinyan property. You could have possession. The wife is the smallest possession. Why? Because you, technically the Rambam says you could divorce her just by saying goodbye. You don't even need to sell her back. You just say goodbye. So that's why the Pasuk says you cannot covet the field, the animals, even the wife. So the wife is the last. But Sheinke by Klal Yisrael, Desha is the greatest kinyan, because not only you have to go ahead and you have to sell her back, you have to even get, because like we spoke so many times, not only there is a kinyan, there is actually kiddushin. So therefore, the Isha is the greatest form of kinyan. That's why by Isha is first, by Luchos Ashniyos, and is last in Luchos Rishonos. So it comes out very interesting that according to the Kli Yakar, what defines Luchos Rishonos and Luchos Ashniyos is the role of the wife. Luchos Rishonos defines the role of the wife. She is the last, the least kesher, the least relationship. Luchos Ashniyos is the greatest. That's a clear. Why? Why does that define? And why one is particularistic, one is so much universal? And then there is a third shita, the famous shita of the Rogachover. Rogachover is in the Madrut Inyona. The Rogachover says, the Luchos, we know that the idea is that we have many mitzvot. The question is every mitzvah a separate mitzvah, or is every mitzvah part of the same? Now, if you have a machloket, if a person doesn't believe in one mitzvah, does he lose everything else? Or does he lose everything else? He says, that's the difference between Luchot Rishonot and Luchot Hashniyot. The first step is Luchot Rishonot, where everything was a nekuda. Like the Yerushalmi says, it was like a yam, everything was connected. By Luchot Hashniyot, it's a collection of ideas. Therefore, if you are a mumar for one, you're no mumar for everything. That's why by Luchot Rishonot, it's the void is all, they lose everything, because it was one lucha. But the question is why? So, going back on what I spoke, Luchot Rishon, Luchot Hashniyos, according to the Ramban, Racham HaKodesh, Luchot Rishon is the text, the same Luchot Hashniyos. Moshe's interpretation is what the Torah describes Luchot Hashniyos. Why Luchot Hashniyos' interpretation is what's counted in the text is the Luchot Rishon? Question number one. Question number two. Universal Luchot, first Luchot, second Luchot, particular Luchot, that expresses itself by the role of the wife. And the third question is why Luchot Rishon is one thing and Luchot Hashniyos is a bunch of things. To explain all of this, I want to tell you what the Gros says. The Gros says, the Dubna Magid quotes him, what's the difference? Because the Gemara says that the first four Chumashim is Moshe Mipi Agvura. Moshe Rabbeinu is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why he always says, Vayomer Hashem El Moshe. By Sefer Dvorim is Moshe Mipi Atzmoi. It's Moshe by himself. Eile HaDvor Moshe Diber Moshe. What does that mean? For sure, it's not God's Torah. So says the Gro, the first one is Shechina Medaberes B'toch Gro. That's what the Zohar says. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't speak. God used Moshe Rabbeinu's vocal cords to speak through him. The second one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him and he mediated and he translated, like all the prophets. The Dibur was Neker, so it's Moshe Rabbeinu Mipiatzmoi. Now, to understand, it doesn't mean that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Nevim and Chumash Dvorim is the same. It's not. Because the Nevi'im never said Zehadover, they said Koi, because they mediated, but their mediation was unclear. It was this Paklaria She'eina Meira. But in other words, it was a foggy glass. That's why they didn't know exactly what Hashem said. That's every prophet. Moshe Rabbeinu is Paklaria Hamira. The Chora, the Gro is saying is that there is Paklaria Meira in the first four Chumashim, and there is Paklaria Meira in the last Chumash. The difference between them is this Paklaria Meira in the first four Chumashim. There was no glass separating. Moshe Rabbeinu was an entity. Not Moshe Rabbeinu understood everything. Moshe Rabbeinu's understanding was irrelevant. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke through him. By Sefer Dvorim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe. But this is Torah because Moshe understood exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. It's called the Spaklar Emira. There is a very clear glass. Question is, why is there such a difference between why HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes such a difference? Right? And the Chora comes out, there is a huge difference between Sefer Dvorim. By the way, the Maral said there is a big difference between them. You know why? That's in the first klolos. The first curses, it ends with a brocha. V'zochartis b'risi Yitzchok v'afrik b'risi Avrom. It ends with a brocha. The last klolos don't end with a brocha. V'itmakartel sham lavodim v'lishvachot v'en kone. Why? He says, because if the first one is HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzidoi, so here there's no klola by him. It's everything a brocha. But if you go through Moshe Rabbeinu's mediation, humans see a klola. They don't see a brocha right away. That's why that's a klola, that's not a brocha. Why? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu distinguish? So the Maral in Sefer HaTiferes explains something which is mamash givaldik. In every gift, there is something mitzad hanoisen, the giver, and there is the gift that's received by the receiver. And the answer is the following. We know there are two giluim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself in two ways, and that's the Jewish dichotomy. There is one revelation, which is called the revelation of Odeh Chumashim, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself, and he reveals himself much greater than Odeh Mekablim. The Mekablim, humans can never perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not Shayach. So he gives you the gilui, and you get whatever you can get. The Maral says, that's why Luchos HaRishon is broke. Luchos HaRishon is never able to stay. Why? Because the Luchos HaRishon is the gilui of Hashem, that no kli could ever encompass it. It's greater than anything else. So this is called in Chazal, the gilui ha'elyon, that's Tam ha'elyon, which is called Yichud Eloh. It's monism. God is the only existence, and his gilui is beyond anything else. The second, that's called in Chazal, the great face, the Arich Hampi, the great face of Hashem. The face of who he is, independent if anybody can really fully grasp. The second Lucha is Sefer Dvorim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself as much as Moshe can understand. Moshe has the greatest understanding because he has this Paklar Amira, but the revelation is only as much as Moshe Rabbeinu can see. It's called the Zeir Anpin, the small face. The small face means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's revelation is the sum total of the Jewish understanding. Anything beyond that, there's no revelation. So the Gilu is only as much because it's Mitzad HaMekablim. One is Mitzad HaNoisen, the other one is Mitzad HaMekablim. Mitzad HaMekablim is Malchus, the Klal Yisrael receives as much as there is to understand. That's why the Gemara says like this. Whenever somebody says a Svora, that is very right, you know the Gemara answers to him? Moshe Shapir Kamarta. Moshe is saying it right. Why they call him Moshe? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who understood, but he had a complete understanding. Everybody else is foggy. So if you got it right, it's Moshe. Moshe Shapir Kamarta.
That explains why when he saw Rabbi Akiva, he got upset, but then when Rabbi Akiva said, Moshe said it.
He understood. Exactly right, Ezra, because he thought that maybe he doesn't understand that.
Right.
Absolutely. That's why Shema Yisrael for us is very important. Shema Yisrael is the unity of Hashem. Shema Yisrael is all the way in Sefer Dvorim. Why isn't that earlier? Because the Yichud Hashem that we go before is beyond us. Here is a Yichud Hashem that we can understand. That's why Luchos Shniyos, what counts is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, is what you understood from what he said. That's why the text of Luchos HaRishonos is the text. The Luchos HaShniyos is your understanding of the Luchos. That's the text, even though that's not the text of the Luchos. That's why the first Luchos were universal. Anybody can get it, because it doesn't matter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megale himself, you get as much as you get. The second one, the Kilui, it's only as much as the people can understand and perceive it. So therefore, it has to be Jewish, because we are committed to it. For somebody who's not committed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be Megale himself according to somebody who's not committed. That's the idea of the role of the wife. The wife is the Mekabel. In Luchos HaRishonos, the wife is Gurnished. It's not connected to the giver at all. Because that's what it is. Luchos HaRishonos is giving you, irrespective of who it is. It could be a Yid, a Goy, who cares? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megale, you get what you get. The second one is a real Kiddushin, is that you are mamish bound to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megale himself only as much as you are. That's why, says the Ragat Shavar, Luchos HaRishonos is one Nekuda. It's Ichud Gomor. The Torah is one thing. Luchos HaShniyos is a process. You don't have to do everything. If you do part of it, at least you get partial credit. There's no partial credit in Luchos HaRishonos. That's why the Beis Halevi says in the Yerushalmi, Luchos HaRishonos, there's no Torah Shebal Peh. It's not shaykh for us to interpret. The interpretation was there, was Mizeu Mizeh Hem Ksuvim. The Ksav went through, because the Gilui was beyond our interpretation. Luchos HaShniyos is a Gilui of our interpretation. You realize that in life, we constantly juggle between Luchos HaRishonos and Luchos HaShniyos. Those are the two Giluim of Hashem. One Gilui of Hashem is the Gilui irrespective of the Mekablim, which is the Gilui HaGodol. And then you have the Gilui HaKotan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megale, only as much as we can understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kebeyochol made himself bound to us. That's why it ends, Le'enei Kol Yisrael, which is Shviras HaLuchos. Because Moshe Rabbeinu's role becomes a real role because you're Shever the Luchos. If you didn't want Shever the Luchos, you would never get it. And that is the interplay between the two luchas. Our goal is to be able to balance the two. If you realize in Chazal, what Torah is different than anything else is because these two ideas, the monotheism and monism, the Gilui of the Noisen without the Mekabel, and Gilui of the Noisen as far as the Mekabel is concerned, which is the two, these are the two hays, right? That's why the Shem Shamayim is Yud Kei involved, and then you have an extra hay. And the bounding and the balance between the two is what makes our experience uniquely Jewish. Every single thing is uniquely Jewish. I always say Mizmor Lesoida. If you look at Mizmor Lesoida, I won't go into all the prayer, but pay attention. Chazal say, right, the Ramos says you should say Bederch Negina, you should sing it. Why? Because that's the only shir that will be lost at Lavoi. And the question is, why Dafka Mizmor Lesoida will be lost at Lavoi? Right? And why singing makes it any better? But because there is a duality. All of, if you pay attention clearly, there's a duality in Mizmor Lesoida. The Pasuk itself says, V'lo anachnu, we belong to him. It's written with a vav, and I'm sorry, it's written with an aleph, we don't belong to him, and we read with a vav. So in itself is duality. But look at the Pasuk says, Mizmor Lesoida, Hariu Lashem Kol Haaretz, Ivdos Hashem Besimcha, I'm sorry, Ivdos Hashem Besimcha, Boyu Lefon of Birnana. Right? Ivdos Hashem Besimcha, Boyu Lefon of Birnana. What's the difference between Simcha and Renona? I think the Simcha is very poshut. Avrom Yogel Yitzchak Yeranen. Avrom Yogel has to Gila is mitzad Avrom. Rina is mitzad Yitzchok. Why? I always think that understand is very possible because what's Gila? Is Miloshen Gilui. Revelation. That you're happy with, you see revelation, you see a Kodesh Boko. There is a complete revelation. That revelation is Yitzchok as Avrom, which is Midas HaChesed, he reveals himself. Rinan, what's Rina? Rina is Rinun. What's Rinun? Rinun is hearsay. The Gemara says if you have Rinun, if there were a lady, that there is some kind of a hearsay about her, she becomes also Shemiranini Machareya. You don't see it, but you hear. There's a hearsay. In the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu in life, there are two types of life. In our life, balances between two things. One of them is Ivdo Hashem Besimcha. You could be Ovid Hashem Besimcha, you see him, he helps you, he's there. But sometimes it's boil of fun if you go, but it's Birnona. You realize that he's there, but you can't see him. You hear say that he's there. He must be there, but you don't see. He's the hest upon him. This is the balance between the two. V'lo hariu l'ashem kol haaretz. This is the basically this straddle between Luchot HaRishon and Luchot HaShniyos. And our avoda is in Hashem to realize that Masha Kosov in the Dvorim Doke Doke Sakti, Ala Luchot HaShniyos, Ala Dvorim HaShayu, Ala Dvorim, Ala Luchot HaRishon, Masha Shavarta.